Welcome to the Bozeman Brief, an AI-powered podcast on the city of Bozeman.
This is the Tax Increment Finance Advisory Board meeting from June 18, 2026, where the board reviewed scoring criteria for the Pool Yard Urban Renewal District and got its first look at a pilot lending program aimed at affordable homeownership in the Midtown District.
The board spent the first portion of the work session reviewing a draft technical and finance application for the Pool Yard Urban Renewal District. Staff member David Fine explained that, unlike more mixed-use districts, the Pool Yard District focuses on infrastructure deficiencies, aging water and sewer systems, missing streets and sidewalks. The district also includes an EPA-regulated Superfund site, the former Idaho Pole property.
The main discussion centered on criteria number 11, which addresses respecting critical environments. City Commission liaison Allison Sweeney, attending remotely, asked whether the language could shift from mitigate to avoid, noting the city's development code already prefers avoidance. Board member Nolan S. Campbell pointed out the need to distinguish between contamination cleanup, where mitigation is desirable, and impacts on streams and wetlands, where avoidance should come first. He suggested language along the lines of, the project takes measures to mitigate harmful environmental factors and avoids impacts on streams, wetlands, and wildlife habitat.
Board member Scott MacFarlane agreed, suggesting applicants who can't avoid impacts should explain why in a narrative. Fine said he'd revise the language on criteria 10 and 11 and bring it back at a future meeting. During public comment, Amy Hoitzma of the Northeast Neighborhood Association raised several points. She asked for more weight on placemaking, questioned why impact fees are eligible for TIF funding, and noted that affordable housing isn't reflected in the scoring criteria.
The second item was a $2.5 million strategic land acquisition loan pilot program for the Midtown District. The program would offer low-interest, short-term loans to nonprofit developers acquiring land for permanently affordable, for-sale housing, with a preference for the community land trust model. Board member Julian D. Morice suggested the eligibility criteria may be too narrow, saying, "When I looked at all the criteria, I was like, well, I'm not for sure. Everyone I know is out."
Nathan Stein, executive director of Headwaters Community Housing Trust, flagged that the draft's requirement for new taxable value could inadvertently exclude community land trust projects, since the nonprofit retains tax-exempt land, while homeowners pay taxes on improvements. He asked the board to adjust that language. Fine said he'd incorporate feedback and return with an action item. He also noted the city is applying for federal Opportunity Zone 2.0 designations, with a city commission vote expected June 23rd.
Both the Pool Yard scoring criteria and the lending pilot will return for formal votes at future meetings. This has been a CivicCast AI production. Review the meeting video at bozeman.net to verify accuracy. Thank you for your interest in local government.